Take a trip on the canal if you want to have fun.
Yo, 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 yo. Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Acting Inspired with me, Lewis Goody. I was just having some major sound issues that I've managed to rectify, so I think we're good now. The sound quality, I started recording before and it was just horrendous, but I was basically saying how, hello, ladies and gents, welcome to Acting Tired. My head is all over the place, people. I don't know what's happening. I'm finding it very hard to focus on one thing at a time, let alone multiple things at a time. I'm in one of those moments. If you know the podcast and you've listened to this a lot before, you'll know that that's kind of a normal thing for me, I guess, as it is for many people. But yeah, one of those moments, one of those weeks when my head's all over the shop, thinking about money, thinking about auditions. I haven't had an audition for fucking ages. Excuse my French. But it's all good because obviously the Edinburgh thing is sort of going on. But at the same time, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm worried about it. I keep having these days of like, yeah, this is going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait to do this. And then I have these days of like, oh my God, what am I doing? Which I guess is what my show is about. And I have to do it. I mean, I'm so scared about the money as well. There's anxiety in all different levels here. I've been trying to work different jobs to try and fucking raise the funds here. And hopefully I'll be able to do some of that through the podcast as well. There's this weird thing as well where I set up the Patreon thing and I told you all about it and I get excited about it, but I'm scared to like, I don't know if it's fear, but something's stopping me from making the Patreon page live. And I don't know what it is. And I'm not sure what to do. Well, I'm just going to have to do it. But I am avoiding it and I need to address why. This is just coming to my head. It's going to be one of those episodes, guys. You might have guessed I do not have a guest. Which is a shame, actually, because I would love to have spoke to Kai if she wasn't out doing a show right now, or she would have just finished, I guess. But yeah, Kai, oh my God, first of all, she's doing a show at the National. Kai Alexander, my lady, my partner in crime, smashing it up over there at the Dorfman Theatre in the Great Wave. We were at press night last night. It was amazing. I did see one of the first previews and then I've seen it again now on press night and the change is amazing, but also, I mean, it was great the first time, but it was even better now, and I think it's just going to keep growing. The story is so gripping and intense and based on true events and you can't believe this shit is actually going down. It's difficult to say anything without giving it all away, but try and go and see it. It might even be sold out. I don't know. God, I should really know this kind of stuff. But Kai's amazing. So if you can, and everyone else in the cast is amazing too. And the director and everyone who is involved is clearly amazing. The set is amazing. Everything's just brilliant. It was a very proud moment for me to see Kai up there on the stage at the National and, smashing the fuck out of it, basically. So that's a positive there, just to give you something else. Another kind of positive, I guess, but is also scaring the absolute living shit out of me. Well, no, I mean, it wasn't at first, but it is now. The closer we get, I don't know. But I've got a gig on the 22nd, which is on Thursday, with Issa and Dan, Issa Bonacera and Dan Y. You've heard Dan on the podcast, if you listen to the podcast, and you've heard me talk about Issa. They're both unbelievably talented comedians who do all manner of comedy as well. They're both hugely competent at with it's competent sounds like a shit word for comedy, but they're fucking sick at like all mediums across that medium. Oh Jesus Christ, man. They're sketch, drag, stand up, just joke telling, character, physical, all of it. It's all there, and they're sick at it all. Anyway, so they've set up this monthly night, and this is the first one. I believe this is intended to be a monthly thing, and it's on Thursday, the 22nd, 2 days from now. I'm reading this off of Facebook. At 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock is what it says. It's going to be 6 to 11 degrees, partly cloudy. It's at the Centre 17, Centre 17. I've never been there, but that's not surprising. I haven't been anywhere. The address, if you want to come on down, is 1 Churchill E17 3AB. Holy shit, man, that's fucking well far away from me. I mean, that's in Walthamstow. anyway, tickets are available at ticketlab.co.uk, or go to the Facebook page, Hot Air Baboon Productions Facebook page, which you can find through my page, Lewis Goody, or through the Acting Inspired page itself there. And you can see the event and you can check out all the acts. The lineup is Scarlett Lassoff, James Bennett as Nat West, Alice Marshall, Helen White as Len Blanco, Dirty White Boys, Lewis Goody, that's me, Dan Y as Seance, Issa Bonacera as Muchachico, and the Agenda Benders sketch comedy duo consisting of Dan and Issa. But I think that's going to be pretty fucking cool. I'm working on something now for it, which I hope will be good. So we shall see. But yeah, that's just needed to get all that out there, I guess. I haven't since last week. I think this time last week I like did all the registration and stuff, and was getting together the final bits for the registration, where you have to, get all the your show description and your photos and everything like that in, so it'll be in the program and on the webpage and all that. So that's all done, apart from the pictures, I think, because basically I spoke about all this last week, but you get the early bird registration if you do it, early bird registration fee if you do it by a certain time. So I think, yeah, hopefully I can still get my photo, picture, show, poster or whatever in time. I don't know. But yeah, so that's that. And I haven't really given much thought to that side of it. I've been trying to work a lot this week. It was the run up to the start of Kai's show. My mum came up to London to see Kai's show, my mum and my auntie Joan, and we had a lovely little family weekend. Wasn't it nice, Kai?
Yeah.
Kai's come back and I feel self-conscious doing my pod. But yeah, it is, it's one of those, it's one of those moments where I keep quite drastically going from one end of the spectrum to the other, where I'm in my mind, where I'm like, this is too much, I don't know what I'm doing, searching for the ways to get out of it. And I suppose for the first time in my life, this is the moment where I have to be brave basically, and be stronger than I maybe have been in the past, because I feel like I can't think of, and I don't want to think of anything specific, but there are times when I've not been brave and found my excuse to get out of doing something and then not done it, and obviously always regretting it, and I know, and obviously it would be a huge regret if I didn't do this, but also there's contracts have been signed now, so I kind of have to do it. So I'm screwed. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I think there's Issa and Dan have been brilliant. We're all sort of working together to make the situation easier. Issa's really good at the sort of funding side of things, the official funding side of things. So she's looking at that kind of stuff. I was thinking of trying to raise some funds through like a fringe fundraiser or even through my Patreon page that I don't know if I said this on this recording or the one I did before this when the sound wasn't good today. But yeah, I keep having this thing where I go to start my Patreon page and like to make it live. It's all done. Everything's there. I don't know. There's this weird kind of fear. I don't know what it is, really. But it's annoying because maybe you guys and other people who stumble across the podcast might, you know, might help out or whatever, you know. So there's, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fear is there, but it is there for some reason. But I do feel like this is the time right now that, you know, in the last, well, this year, I think, this new year is definitely a time for me. I feel like something is going, you need to fucking start taking some risks, dude. And crack on with this and start moving forward and do what you want to do. You know, and it's fun. It's like, it's great. I feel really excited and like curious about what's going to happen as I'm slowly starting to realize what it is I enjoy and what I like and what I want to take on in the future and how I want to, you know, move through life. I guess I feel like, as I've said before, that it's coming a lot later than maybe some other people and later than it should, but I've also said on previous podcasts that I think that's a load of bollocks as well, that there is no right time or whatever. It's just everyone's different. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's really it for today. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about acting inspired this week. And this is something that I've also spoke about last week, I think, is that I need to, and I'm just remembering now last week's episode where I was like, oh yeah, I need to split my time up. I mean, it feels that simple, but then when I try to do separate things, it really isn't that, it doesn't appear to be that simple, you know. I don't know if it's because I get obsessive with one thing and then the next thing I know I've been doing whatever that is for 6 hours and haven't focused any attention on anything else, but by then it's too late and I'm knackered and whatever. So any ideas would be greatly appreciated. Yeah. Well, it's a weird one, but I guess, yeah, you know, these are the kind of times that we go through as actors, artists, whatever, creators. And it's all good. So there's, you know, there's guacamole in the fridge to go on top of that as well. So yeah, I it's just about, I've decided to stop punishing myself as well. A weird lesson that I sort of got from working my first or second shift at Seven Dials Club on Saturday, the place where we've been doing a lot of the comedy, where Jimmy does his nights, you've heard me talk about. I've got a job there occasionally working on the bar, and I used to have real trouble working in, I think I've spoken about this on the pod as well, where I've had real trouble working in bars. As soon as I have cash or money in my hand, my brain just seems to go, and I can't hear, see, talk, think, do anything. With money, just when money is in my hand, it like all goes wrong and I get math, I like fuck up monumentally. And so I was nervous about work because my first proper shift was at on St. Patrick's Day, and it was an Irish comedy night and it was full capacity in the bar. And it was crazy. And I made a few mistakes. So my point, the point of me telling this story is that, you know, I've spoken on the podcast before about being, about not doing work that you don't want to do, or like, or finding the thing that's best suited to you. But in these times where I've become more desperate of late for money, that's sort of gone out the window, and I just need to take anything I can get. And so I you know, asked for shifts and got a trial shift and got like a first shift, and I made fuck ups, and I realized my fear of working in bars and stuff comes from this, from holding on to fuck ups and letting one small incident get me down. So, you know, I remember I worked in a cocktail bar in Piccadilly Circus for like 3 nights, and this one dude at the beginning of one of the nights, he had a go at me for not being quick enough at making the cocktail. It was like my second day or something, and that upset me, and it upset me all night, and then the next day I quit because it was like, it really got me down. And then the other night I got someone's change wrong, and they came back later and they came to the boss, and they were the manager, and they were like, this dude shortchanged us or whatever. You know, and I thought, oh shit, this is it. This is like, I hate this. That thought came in that was like, I hate this fucking job. This is why I hated it. I knew I shouldn't have done this. But something inside me was like, look, it's all right. And I think it's partly to do with the guy who runs the place being so sort of open and a good boss, I guess, in that he was like, it's all good. Like, don't worry about it. You know, these things happen. Carry on, like, on with the next one. It was so busy as well that it was kind of, it didn't give me a chance to sort of dwell on it. I thought about it for a minute, and then I was like, oh well, like, I'll try and make sure I don't do it next time. And I don't know why I haven't been able to make it that simple in the past. But yeah, this time round, and I'm sure there will be moments where, you know, I'll get flustered and something will piss me off for like longer than hoped. But yeah, I think there was some value in that, and and definitely something that I can apply to like everything in life, is that one of my biggest things, I guess, and people have said, is that my mate Jack, who often tweets or texts me after a podcast and says, stop beating yourself up, it's a big thing for me. And I don't really know where it comes from, but I'm working on it. Anyway, that's enough waffle for today. Thank you guys for listening. Check out the Patreon page. As soon as I get it up, I will make you all aware of that. Go and see Kai in The Great Wave at the National, at the Dorfman. It's a fucking wicked show. Yeah. And enjoy your life. Have a great day. Have a great evening whenever you're listening to this. And I will speak to you very, very soon. Cheerio. Bye.
'Twas a life gay and easy, whatever may come. Take a trip on the canal if you want to have fun.